with the new year coming around, and we were in the fitness business for a very long time, this is always a time of year that people are looking to get in better shape, right? Lose that holiday 10, 15, 20 pounds that they've had this year, but also last year, and the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that. You know, maybe it's 20, 30, 40 pounds by now, right? And so the question, a very similar question I would give us in the fitness industry, well, how much should I be eating? How much should I be working out? I don't know. I don't know those answers. How much have you been eating up to this point? How much have you been working out to this point? Show me your data. And as you guys could probably imagine, like, nobody tracks how much food they put in their body. Nobody tracks their output, their activity. And so it becomes very difficult to help somebody when we don't have data to choose from. So what we do a lot of times, we just make things up, or we just like start taking action. Fair. Okay. So to answer your question, Tessa, is that these standards are averages, as you can see right here, of our personal data. These are our data from 2023. So we use those as our standards. And our goal is just to get better than them, to beat them. That's it. Because ultimately, like, our marketing is our marketing. And like, marketing in Bozeman, Montana is going to look a little bit different than marketing in Mesa, Arizona.
So Logan, did you have standards before you had data?
No. Like, you can have you can desire for what $10 leads if you want, but if your market doesn't like, based on the fact that you're getting a tested material from the standpoint of ads, landing page, and copy and everything else that's involved, like, it works good enough to know that like we've said that works good enough. We have our data from 2022, 2021, a little bit of 2020 as well. And what you'll see is you'll see the steady increase in advertising. And that's because advertising costs are very similar to like prices of milk, prices of food at grocery stores, like it goes up. Right? Marketing costs always go up. And so ultimately, like, you can say, I want $10 leads, but the best thing you can do, it would be the same advice I would give you if you're trying to lose weight, is like, step on the scale. Let me see how much you weigh right now and use that as a standard. Right. But instead of having just your weight as your standard, having one thing, we have six things on here. And then using these six things, your goal is to make progress on it, get better than it. That's it. Yeah. So Kenyon, your question, if you go back to here to optimizing Facebook ads, this is my standard, is that each ad must reach at least 1,000 impressions. Okay. So if you go back here, I didn't cut these two ads right here because they haven't reached 1,000 impressions yet. Okay. So they must reach 1,000 impressions and they must meet, I put two on here, but sometimes it just needs to meet one if it's drastic. That, but if it's below the standard on two of these three things, then it becomes a loser. Okay. Okay. So that's how we cut losers. Yeah. And it's easier to cut losers when you're constantly making new ads. It's like, it's fine. Like, there's another group coming in. Now, the goal that you have with winners is sometimes you'll find winners and you find ones that stick. And so this batch that I put out right now, like, it was a total, like, I have no idea. So it was actually very similar to what a lot of you guys might do. It's just like, you're just going to throw things out there and you have no idea. So like, I saw Ada E, who was someone who I love. And I just loved her videos. I'm just like, I was just like, the curiosity was killing me. I was like, I wonder if those ads are actually going to work. And so I bought some videos from her and I tested them out, and that's the results we got. I have no idea, right? Now, I went through and I made five new ads for this week, but this time I cheated, right? I cheated because I used ads that I knew performed very, very well. In fact, if you look here, you can see where these ads were turned on. They were in August and September. And I gave this ad to Nick White, who's in here as well. He's someone who came out to Deck In Today, and he used these ads, and they were crushing his market. And so like this ad that I'm going to test this week, I know works. Now, here's what I did. So I made it fresh. Okay. Is now I'm going to go into, I'm going to go find it here. So bear with me, guys. I'm going to go find these ads. Oh, actually, you know what I did? I put them in here already. That's what I did. Okay. So I'm going to show you guys how to do this. Now I'm going to come in here. I'm going to click on this. And I believe I made five of these. So right now is where you would pause the video. If you haven't created new ads, you would go create five new ads. Now, for the sake of this training, I created the ads yesterday. This is where some of the time comes in. This is where it takes a little bit of effort. But I spent probably half hour to an hour and I created these ads. Okay. So press play again. And then now you've created your new ads you're going to test. Here's how you put them in. Okay. So I'm going to take any of these, really. I'm going to come right here. I'm just going to go quickly duplicate. And I'm going to do this. I would do it five times, but for the sake of this training today, to keep you guys entertained, I'm not going to do it for all five. But so now I'd come in here. And I'm going to change the date on this because today is the 14th. Okay. And so because I'm lazy, I'm only going to change the video because I believe that the headline and the creative and all the ad copy is good enough. So I put these in there already. And so let's use this one here. Okay, so on this one, this was an ad that crushed for like 3 months. This ad was a winner. And the one thing I did to test to make, because I knew this thing won, but what happens in like how ads get fatigued is that somebody just sees the same thing over and over again, and then it eventually loses its shock factor. It loses its stop and scroll factor, or stop you from scrolling factor. And so, but I know that this ad, like that the elements of it work. So the only thing I did differently is that it didn't have this little geotag in there. And so I'm testing this now. And again, I'm still testing, but now I'm testing something that worked. So I'm like, there's the probability of it working now just with a different scroll stopper to me is higher because it's already proven to work one time. So I'm just trying to like take a small variation of it and get it to see if it can work again. So if you come through here, and you can see here, actually you guys can't hear this though, so let me stop my share. What the other thing I did on this one as well is I put some sound behind it, which again is something I'm testing, so you guys should be able to hear this. We're looking to dramatically transform your home from top. Oops, share the right screen. Share screen number two, share sound. Okay, so if you guys watch this,
the bottom. So here's the deal. We're taking on 15 new clients for a home transformation before Christmas. We're talking about sparkling clean homes without having to lift a finger. Why? Because we're looking for more testimonials. Plus, most people love our service and become customers for life. So you're going to get a top to bottom, thorough clean, fast responsive customer service, guaranteed service, and flexible scheduling. So if you want to come home to a sparkling clean home without lifting a finger, click the link below. Let's go.
Cool. Could you guys hear that? Kenyon, you're the one I see. Could you hear that? Okay. Cool. So that's me taking a winning ad and tweaking it. I put a geotag on there and I added a voiceover behind it. Okay. And we're going to test it. That's all we're going to do. Okay. Original. So we come in here, crop and trim. Let's just see what it gives us options. Yeah, that's fine. So I literally just let Facebook do its thing. Facebook has got really nice that it does all the stuff for you. So Just leave everything on. Let it do its thing, and click done. Like this, all this stuff is relatively new. All the AI stuff is relatively new, but I'm a big fan. Okay. So now we have a new creative, one that we know works. And so the next one I'm gonna do is I'm gonna come up here. We created this one. Okay. I'm gonna change this to 14, 23, number two. Scroll down. Oops, where's my, so I'm gonna delete this. Add media, add video. And then I'm gonna do this one. So if you guys look at this one. So now I kept the geotag on there. Now let's listen.
Want a free cleaning voucher before Christmas? We're looking to dramatically transform your home from top to bottom. So here's the deal. We're taking on 15 new clients for a home transformation before Christmas. We're talking about sparkling clean homes without having to lift a finger. Why? Because we're looking for more testimonials. Plus
So on this one, I put in the captions on it. Okay, so kept the geotag, kept the voiceover, put captions on there. Okay, I'm gonna test this one. So what I really want to share here is that if you find something that works, like you're just trying to like find a spin off of it that work. Like you don't need to like go and do like film a brand new video all the time. Like you can. Like, would you know nothing? Sure. When you find something that works, it's like keep finding ways to tweak that. Right? And there's 1,000 different ways you can do it. Actually, that's something. Wish I had Alex's like Legion Scrambler, which is like I could probably go find that again. But basically, all the different ways that you can make one piece of creative make it look different. Okay. But there we go. We just created two right there. And I'm going to create one more because I think I actually have one more variation of this. So I'm going to quickly duplicate this just to share with you guys like how I like to optimize my ads. Also, without having to like spend a ton of time on doing this. That's why I did all this in about, I don't know, at most an hour. Maybe it's only half hour. I remember. Haven't clocked in for a while. It's been a minute. Right. So then I'm coming back here, up here again. I'm going to delete this. Add media, add video. I don't remember which one it was. Let's just see if it was this one.
Want a free cleaning voucher before?
Let's do the same one.
Want a free cleaning voucher?
Must have just uploaded the same video twice. But one thing I did, so I'll just put this other one in there. So I'll show you guys this one. So this one was an ad that did pretty good too. Okay, so if we watch this one. Make this bigger here, I think. Expand. Okay. So there's one variation of this one, and then just for the sake of time, I'm just going to delete that for right now. And I'm going to show you the other variation I made of this one. So then on this one, I just put the geotag in there. That was it. So I didn't do all the fancy text. I just put a geotag in there. Because again, like this one originally was just this video. So then I put the geotag in there and like, we're just going to test it. Like, I just like you have no idea. I have no idea. Sometimes the real simple things work. Sometimes the more like fancy things work. You just test, right? Let me just see if I have one more here. I thought I had one more version of this. I think one of these actually had music on one of these, I thought. So what are the chances of people actually listening to your ads? I think it's very low, but sometimes you put it in there. All right, let me just see if this one has sound. Oh, okay, cool. Right, so there we go. So now we have three ads. So if we click on here, we have number one that we just created, number two, number three. Okay, cool. I'll just finish these out. So I'll have to come back and do this later. Sorry. Now you guys are on my time. I'm actually going to just to finish this out. So I'm gonna come back and do this later. Right, four. All right, so we're gonna delete this. Add video. I think it was this one. Yeah, so the way that I have the ad set up is that I just let Facebook pick where it puts it. So maybe it puts on stories, maybe it puts on the news feed. Yeah. Ultimately, I trust Facebook just to do its best that it can. So, and then we're gonna create one more here. Quickly duplicate. I want to create five. It. Cool. And if you guys have questions, go ahead and start lighting that question up as soon as we get done with this. I'm going to answer a couple of questions before we move on here. Is going to be number five. Video. And then let's look at this one. I essentially had one more video in here.
Want a free cleaning voucher before Christmas? Want a free cleaning voucher before Christmas? We're looking to dramatically transform your home from top to bottom. So here's the deal. We're taking on 15 new clients for a home transformation before Christmas. We're talking about sparkling clean homes without having to lift a finger. Why? Because we're looking for more testimonials. Plus, most people love our service and become customers for life. So you're gonna get a top to bottom.
This one I added, you guys couldn't hear. Added some music to this one. So we're gonna try this one out. Wham bam. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, cool. Done. Okay, so now we've created five new videos. Okay, just come through here. It's still uploading, but the one thing I'm going to do. is I'm actually going to up our budget just a little bit. Cool. Cool. Okay, then if you guys go up here to review and publish. So we do have an error on one of these. So it's nice. We'll just go over here and we'll see what this error is. Text or video may be covered by your profile icon. See if that worked. Cool. And click publish. Boom. Okay, so then once you click publish, it'll go into review. Yeah, so these are currently processing. So it's basically going to a review process. These are still going. And yeah. And then just check back in. And sometimes the ads will not go through. Most of the time they do go through, but sometimes they won't. You just have to fix the reason why. And other than that, you can do this depending on how high a priority it is. Remember, this is our doc. So James, will you please drop this again? So again, this is exactly how I think about when I'm going through optimizing ads. Okay. Is that depending on how frequently do you check this? Depending on how high a priority is it? Is marketing your biggest constraint? Maybe you should check it daily. On the other extreme, if it's your lowest priority, check it less often. Cool. So hopefully that was helpful. Many people will. 30-some people. All right. Was that helpful? Put in the chat if you guys thought that was helpful. Yeah, I did the voiceover. Eli, can't you tell that handsome voice? Yeah. And all I did was I read the ad copy. Just if you guys are curious, like I just read the ad copy. So instead of someone reading the ad copy, they just read it on the video. Like the chances of them maybe like clicking the like the see more button. If they never did that, they at least they could just like read the captions. That's my thought process. Will it work? I don't know. Facebook will let me know. The market will let me know what wins and what doesn't win. Right. And ultimately, like that's like because I've ran so many ads, like I don't care. I really like my only goal is for us to have the marketing not be the biggest constraint. That is my number one goal. And so I could care less what works. I just want to find what does work, and I will just find ways to continue to get it to work. That's my intention. If it's somebody cleaning, if it's dog pictures, if it is time lapse pictures, if it's voiceovers. If it's funny videos, like I do not care. Like I just want to do what works. And also at the same time, doesn't take a ton of time as well, right? Like because we could spend hours and make something really fancy, but how well does it actually work? Who knows? Okay. So again, James dropped that ads in the chat. So hopefully you guys got some value from that. And we're gonna do some Q&A. So if you guys got some questions, we'll stay on here. We'll do a little bit of Q&A. But before we get on some Q&A, so I think Nick White is on here, which is awesome. So Nick White and I came up with a really fun idea of how to create more value in this community, and also give people who are potentially interested in Deck in a Day, give them a good excuse to like learn more about Deck in a Day. So if you guys don't know what Deck in a Day is, like Deck in a Day is your opportunity that you can come hang out with Katie and I, and everything that is in the masterclass, all the trainings that we're doing right here, it's basically an opportunity for us to do it with you, or in some cases, just do it for you. So in some Deck in a Day, it's like we've set up people's marketing funnels from end to end before. With some people's Deck in a Days, we've done their recruiting funnel, their hiring funnels up to there. Some people, we do none of those two things, right? It's like Deck in a Day is a very much a customized experience for whatever it is that whatever constraint you have in your business, right? But what separates Deck in a Day from anything else that we've ever done personally, is that it requires a big commitment, right? And so, like, the masterclass is free, the Facebook group is free, these trainings are free, all the videos on YouTube, it's all free, right? As a way to just show you that we know what we're talking about to some degree, right? And so some people, they want to shortcut the distance they have to travel in order to go from startup, you know, 0, 5, 10, maybe $15,000 a month, and they want to grow a million-dollar business, right? And so you can open up the closet and try to figure out all the scary monsters for yourself, or you can just have somebody tell you like what scary monsters to expect when you open up the closet, right? And the cheat codes on how to fight them and how to put them to sleep, right? And that's really what Deck in a Day is. It's how do you take 10 years is what it's how long that I've been in business for, and how do you just condense that into a day? That's the concept of it. And also requires a big commitment, right? It requires you to get on a plane, fly out to Phoenix, Arizona, which is where we're at right now. Or if you're close, you can drive out here. And you're going to stay in one of our Airbnbs, and you're going to spend a whole day with Katie and I. And we're going to figure out the problems in your business. We're going to expose them. We're going to expose your blind spots. And it's going to feel both good and bad at the same time. It's going to feel the bad part is that you're going to know exactly the problems you have. The good part is you're going to know exactly how to tackle that. And then the internal dialogue is like, shit, do I actually want to do the work? Full transparency. You'll know all your problems. And you also will have a plan to be able to solve those problems. Then the next question is, do you actually want to follow through on that plan? Right. But now we have done, I think, 15 of these Deck in a Days. And people like Nick White, Jessica and Lucas are on here. I think Cammy's on here. There's a few people on here. Sorry if I'm missing you. That have made that commitment. And when things get tough, which they inevitably will, like I know those, I can count on those people to continue to show up and to continue to put in the work, because they've showed that they're willing to do the hard thing by getting on a plane, spending $10,000, which is how much Deck in a Day costs, and show that they're actually committed to growing their business. That's it. And so if you fall into that category where you want to condense time and your business is doing less than $1 million a year, and you want to get to $1 million a year, that's what Deck in a Day is for, is to be able to condense that time frame. It took us almost 10 years for us to be able to create the asset of being able to build $1 million business. And now we'll be able to do it way faster, right? Each time goes a bit quicker. And so My goal a decade a day is for you to be able to get that $10,000, like be able to return that money in less than 6 months. So like the guarantee I put on decade a day is that if you can't make at least $10,000 in additional revenue in the next 6 months, like I will give you the money back. That's how confident I am in the system, right? And I'm also confident in you that you're making the commitment to do it, because there's going to be things that you have to do in order to make that happen, right? So, you guys ready for the cool offer? So, it was something that Nick White, who's someone who did it in a day, we got together, and one of the first things that we do in Decade a Day is we do a financial freedom framework. And the financial freedom framework is what gives you clarity to be able to go from where you're at to living the life of your dreams. It's learning the four steps, which is make money, manage money, multiply money, and make money matter. And so you understand, like, what is the point of you going through all this work? What is the point of you spending all this energy on growing this asset? What is it for? Is it just for money? Because if it's just for money, you'll be severely disappointed. Millions of dollars in your bank account, it doesn't make you happy. What you can do with that money can make you very happy. And when you understand what you're going to do with that money now, before you have it, your drive to get it increases. And so a big piece of Decade a Day is for you to have clarity on what you're going to do when you have $1 million in your bank account. Because until you know that, like, you will never work hard for it because you have no idea what you can do with it. I promise you. But part of that framework is building, in order for you to be able to have the financial freedom, is you need a vehicle to be able to do that. The vehicle that we're all in is a claim business. And so getting the $1 million claim business blueprint customized to you is one of the very first things we do in Decade a Day. And so Nick White and I were like, for people who are interested in Decade a Day, why don't we just actually give that to people for free? And so that's what we decided to do. And so if you are interested in Decade a Day, you want to talk more about it, James is going to drop a link and we're going to build you your $1 million cleaning business blueprint absolutely for free, which is one of the very first things we do inside Decade a Day. And you actually get to talk with somebody who did Decade a Day as well. So Nick White volunteered his time to be able to talk to other people who were interested. So he could just like, you can just actually talk to somebody who's actually done Decade a Day, and there's zero sales pitch. There's no you cannot give Nick White money. Nick White does not accept money. But Nick White will tell you about Decade a Day. He will share his experience. He will walk you through your $1 million cleaning business blueprint. And if Decade a Day is something that makes sense for you, then you can have a conversation with my wife Katie, right? And if she thinks that you potentially good for Decade a Day, then you have a conversation with me. So like, there's a long process before you have to actually give money. So if you're scared about giving money, like, bro, we won't take your money. So you have to earn the right to give us money, and it's going through the process. So with that being said, if you are at all interested and you want that $1 million cleaning business blueprint, and you want to hang out with somebody, or you want to talk to somebody who's actually done Decade a Day, I don't know if James dropped that link. Cool. Yeah. So James just dropped that link in the chat. So the Decade a Day $1 million blueprint call. Yeah. So James, just drop the blueprint call. Don't drop the actual Decade a Day webpage link. Be much faster. So that way, if you guys are interested, you guys can fill out a couple questions, and you guys actually book a call with Nick, and it's a 20-minute call, get your blueprint, and go from there. So that's a way that I convinced Nick White to be able to talk to you guys, and hopefully you guys get value from that. So.